This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's always a pleasure to have a chat with our lady in the know when it comes to Love Island, our expert, Jodie McCormack, should I say, from The Sun. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us. How are you?
I am good. How are you? There's loads to chat about this week.
There is so much. Where do we even begin? Maybe you could give us a bit of a run through as to some of the highlights that happened on this week's Love Island.
Yes, let's do it. So I think the main one is Harrison and Tony have rekindled things yet again. That's a big one that's kind of, I suppose, fed through the week. We had the fallout of the Casa Amor recoupling. We had a vote for the most compatible couple, which actually was Shakira and Ty, who ended up calling things off. So there was a bit of confusion among the Islanders with that one, I think. But they had to vote for who they wanted to send home, and they sent home Tommy and Lucy. So we've had them go home. Our Irish Islander at the Camino Casa Amor, Andrada, she has gone home, unfortunately. So there's been a lot of dumpings, there's still not enough room in the bedroom for all of the Islanders. So I would imagine we probably have another dumping coming up because there's still people sleeping upstairs, out in the garden, things like that. So there's definitely been a lot going on. There's been drama in the villa this week. And yeah, it's getting a bit hard to keep up. It's like getting whiplash going from one thing to the next.
It definitely is. Now, I know that we've spoken about the amount of toxic behaviour that we've been watching in the villa, and there seems to be more than we've ever seen in any other year. It's taken people longer to get into couples. They're not even really in those couples. It's kind of like, I find anyway for this year, it's more so that we're seeing the people as individuals for longer than we ever have. But Women's Aid in the UK, they've actually released a statement calling out toxic male behaviour in the show. And they're saying that people have been lying to their partners, they've been bragging about hiding things from each other. I mean, you're a Love Island expert. You've watched so many series. You've been watching all of this series. Do you see that happening? Are Women's Aid kind of right to bring out this statement?
I think so. I think there's always been an element of, there is always one or two, I suppose, snakes in the villa that are going behind, you know, their partners' backs. They are, you know, lying to them X, Y, and Z. In one sense, the show is set up for that. So we have these challenges where, you know, they'll read out quotes from Islanders and people have to pick them out. They will do movie night where they will see things partners are saying behind their back. They will have Casa Amor, which is designed obviously for people to go and get their heads turned. Mm-hmm. So there always has been a little bit of that element in the show. It is just the way the show is designed. Now, obviously the Islanders don't have to go along with that. And this year it has been, but there's some things that have stood out to me this year that I haven't noticed as much in recent years. One of them being, even during the kind of earlier challenges, the lads sat down and said, let's just not play the game, let's just ignore the questions, kiss who you want to kiss, and, you know, not tell anyone about it. And that was behind their partners' backs. And what I didn't love was it was behind the other girls' backs. So they were like choosing to kiss these girls without, you know, telling them that, oh, like, I'd like to get to know you, I'd like to kiss you. It was all just very sneaky, and the lads all kind of kept that from each other. Again, with, you know, we've seen, you know, Casa Amor, like the lads have gone over, it always sits wrong with me when the lads go to Casa Amor, get to know someone, kiss people over there, share a bed with people over there, and don't recouple, and they come back and really play it down to their partners. We have seen that a lot. We always see the lads mentality, the lads holiday mentality on that Casa Amor couple of days. I do think that this year, and as you said, people aren't getting into couples as early. Like, we still don't really have any solid couples. Meg and Dijon have made it exclusive, but they got in an argument and Dijon said to her, I can take that exclusive thing back. Wow. To kind of keep her behaviour in check, which really, like, that really sat with me the wrong way. Like, that is not something that you want, you know, in a relationship. So there's definitely been I think more of it, as you said, we have seen more of it this year because we're seeing lads getting to know more girls. We're seeing them, you know, not locking down couples. It's just a little bit, it's hard to look at sometimes. And like, there definitely is like, you know, like elements like of, you know, some parts of it are just like the natural aim of the show.
Sure, yeah.
And other parts of it are a little bit concerning.
One of the main goals for these individuals is to try and become a little bit famous and, you know, to expand whatever brand or job that they have already going in there. But as well, for us, the viewers, we love the love element. You know, we love when they go to the hideaway and they get to spend time with each other and we can see that love flourish. But for some reason, we're not really seeing that this year.
No, we're not. And, you know, I think it is easy to, I see a lot of people, like we've had, Harrison and Tony have decided to rekindle things. And Harrison had brought a girl back from the Casa Amor Villa, Lauren. And, you know, she's been very upset now over the past few days since Tony has picked him in a recoupling.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people online saying, oh, she's only known him a few days. She's only known him a week. But as you rightly said there, they don't have social media. They don't, like, they're not sitting around the pool reading a book.
Yeah.
They're not watching TV. When they are in there, they are just spending time with each other 24/7. And they've been in there for going on 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
So while to us it might look like, oh, we're seeing an hour of it a day, they barely know each other, they only met 2 days ago. For them, probably days feel like weeks in there. So I think it's hard to watch and, you know, get into that mindset. I think it does always seem like every year that the girls do tend to get more attached than the boys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's just a natural, like, thing, or if it's just the boys that happen to be going in there. I'm not entirely sure, but we are seeing couples just not working out this year, and I don't know why it is. It's a very interesting mix of people in there this year. I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, people are so fiery, or people are so you know, like, willing to speak their mind. They're not letting things slide. Like, we've seen girls like calling the lads out, things like that. I also don't know if it is a case of, and I don't want to like assume anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if it's a case of, we have seen in recent years, it seems to be the Islanders that go in, like Maura Higgins is a prime example. She went in there, you know, she was fiery, she spoke her mind. You know, she mightn't have, you know, found love on the show, but she's done extremely well. And I don't know if we've moved away from I need to go in there, get in a solid couple, be there from the start, be the best couple. That's going to serve me better in the long run outside the villa.
Yeah.
Or if it's a thing of, okay, well, in the past few years, the more dramatic Islanders are doing better, I'm going to copy that kind of trajectory during my time in the villa. And I don't know if that has, you know, brought about this really fiery, dramatic season this year.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. It's obviously been reported that two contestants, Lauren and Ty, on this year's season may have already been together. Do you know any gossip about that?
I don't know. I've seen this today and I was sending it into the group chat to the girls being like, what is this about? Because yeah, so I think from what I understand, before the show gets underway, they fill the villa up with like Islanders.
Okay.
And they basically run the show from what I understand, I could be wrong in this, but from what I understand, they do like kind of a dress rehearsal of the show. They'll be in there for like a couple of days or a week. They'll be testing out like cameras, like the, you know, they'll stay in the villa, the boys and the girls, and kind of, it's like a dress rehearsal. Obviously, they can't do it with the real Islanders because they don't want them to meet yet.
Yes, yeah.
So from what I can gather, Lauren and Ty were both in that, I think a dry run they call it, were both in that dry run. And then they obviously liked what they were doing in the villa, or they liked, you know, their personality during that dry run. And they were brought into Casa Amor then. And apparently they were like seeing each other on the outside and everything like that. Now that could be, you know, pure speculation, but I think it's quite interesting. Like, they've kind of been letting on that they don't know each other in the villa at all. And now that everything with Lauren and Harrison has disintegrated, they are now coupled up and starting to get to know each other.
It's so interesting because it's all this behind the scenes stuff that we don't
know
about.
Of course, they wouldn't have met in Casa Amor because,
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Like, and she probably didn't know that he was in there because, like, obviously she was over with the lads and he was over with the girls. So they probably didn't realize. I'd love to go back now and watch them coming back and see if she, like, see if there's a moment when she cops him or anything like that. I actually don't know.
Jodie, of course, you're our Love Island experts. You're a reporter with the Sun newspaper. Where can people find out all of the gossip that you have, anything that you're writing or that you're having a chat about? Where's the best place to go?
So you can find me on my social media. So it's Jodie_McCormack on Instagram and on TikTok. Or you can have a look at The Sun and see what Love Island goss we have going on there as well.
Ah, super. Jodie, thanks a million. I look forward to catching up with you again for another Love Island Lowdown next week.
Thanks a million.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.